Okay, let's get started. Psachim Dav Beis. Baruch Hashem, we are into the next Masechta, the fourth Masechta in Talmud Bavli, Brachos Shabbos, Erev, and Psachim. And we start with Psachim Dav Beis. And the first question is, why is this Masechta called Psachim? Why isn't it called Masechas Pesach? As we have Masechas Yuma, and Masechas Rosh Hashanah, and Masechas Sukkah. Right, we don't say Sukkos, we have Psachim. Why is Psachim plural? So the Tosfos Yantav asked this question. He gives two answers. He says, number one, right in his Akdam, the Tosfos Yantav has one paragraph that starts off the Masechta. Psachim ba Hashem b'kibbutz. It comes in plural. Mipnei sheyesh Pesach Rishon v'sheni. First answer is that there are two Psachim. We know it's there's Pesach Rishon, which Pesach Rishon is out of the 10 Prakim in Maseches Psachim, 1 through 8 and number 10 are about Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni is discussed in the ninth parak. So that is one answer. Number 2, Vimkein, Karelei Psachim, Klomar, including both. Number 1. Number 2, he says, the second one is that maybe there are two types of Pesach areas. The first Pesach area is the Halacha L'Maisa Pesach area, Chametz, Matzah, Seder, and all related issues, number one. And number two, we have Korban Pesach, which is a totally separate topic. And that is first parak, first, second, third, and fourth, and tenth is all about Chametz, Matzah, and related issues. And we have fifth through ninth is all about Korban Pesach. So that is two separate Pesach topics. It's even, if you look at the end of the fourth perek on Dav Nun Zayin Amid Beis, the Eva Gemara even says Slika La Pesach Rishon. Pesach Rishon is coming to a close, and now we get into the discussion of Pesach Sheni, and that's the Tosfos Yantav's point at the end. Ubitfus Hagemara Kari Pesach Rishon LaArba Prakim Rishonim Demari B'Dinei Chavitzu Matzah T'Nehigi B'Chol Zman UPesach Sheni Kari Miperek Hey Ad Perek Basra Demari B'Dinei Akarban Shel Pesach. Maybe the two Pesachims are the Pesach Bizman Hazeh and the Pesach Bizman HaMikdash. That's one Ha'ara relating to why it's Pesachim. Relates to a little bit the point that we made in the past, and that is, out of all the Sedarim, forgetting the Masechta name, but of all the Sedarim, we have Zroim, Moed, Nashim, Nezikin, Kachim, Taris. We have five out of six that are plural, and only one of them, Moed, is singular. Right? Why isn't it Moadim? Zroim, Moadim, Nashim. Why is Moed singular? So the Sifsei Chachamim on Maseches Brachas makes this point, and others, but there could be two opposite suggestions. Either Moed singular, because every Moed has their own unique character and nature. That's why Moed, Kol Moed v'Moed is a regular b'fnei atzmo, number one. Or number two, one could suggest that really they all have one connected theme of Lifnei Hashem, of getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why it's Moed, because they all blend into one Moed. Good, that's Pesachim. So if you think about Pesach, the word Pesach, when we say Pesach, we say the Yadav of Pesach means Pesach. But really, if you look in Torah Shebichzav, it's clear from the Psukim that the Torah does not call Pesach, Pesach. The Torah calls Pesach, what we call Pesach, Chag HaMatzos. Pesach in the Torah is Erev Pesach, the day that the Korban Pesach is brought on Yud Dalid Nisan. That is what's called Pesach in the Torah. And it's really its own holiday. Right, the discussion of that's a different type of Erev Chag than the others, even a Machlokas Achronim. If Pesach starts on Shabbos, and Erev Pesach is on Friday, do you say Vihi Noam, the Motzi Shabbos before? We know usually the rule is whenever there is an Isser Malacha that week. So there is an Isser Malacha, which we'll talk about in the fourth parak when we get to Parak Malkam Shenagu, but in terms of Lumdis, is that called a Chag or not? Right, do you, the Vilna Gaon on Hilchas Avelis discusses, maybe you could get up from Shiva earlier on Erev Pesach than you do on Erev any of the other Chagim, because the day of Erev Pesach is already a special holiday. But the Torah calls it, in the Torah, again, Pesach is Erev Pesach. But we call it Chag HaMatzos, the Torah calls it Chag HaMatzos, but we still call the whole holiday Pesach. If you look in the Tosfos Chadashim, it's one of the commentaries, the collections of commentaries on the Mishnayos in Yochanu Boaz, he asked this question, and that is, why do we call it Pesach if it's not Pesach? Right? Only Erev Pesach is Pesach, but we still call it Pesach, while in the Torah it's called Chag HaMatzos. Tam le lama karu achachamim shem ha-mesechta psachim. And also, not only we, but Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Why did he decide to call this psachim? V'gam anu kar mesachag v'shem Pesach, u'b'chol ha-Torah kori osoy v'shem Chag HaMatzos. V'zorach lahavin, lama shinu as chachamim milashen ha-Torah. So number one suggests the Tosfos Chadashim that we know Rashi at the beginning of Bamidbar points out that Ein Muktam Mukhar BaTorah, Perek Tes of Bamidbar, comes before Perek Aleph of Bamidbar. Right? Even though there are machlokos elsewhere between Rashi and the Ramban, whether the Torah was written in chronological order, most famously the Egel and the Mishkan. Right? Rashi says Ein Muktam Mukhar BaTorah, the Mishkan is after the Egel, while the Ramban says no, it comes as it is written. But the Ramban, even though he tries to minimize Ein Muktam Mu'uchar, he can't disagree with it here, because Perek Aleph and Perek Tes and Bamidbar give the dates. So it's out of order. Why is it out of order? Rashi says, because this was the only Pesach that Bnei Yisrael did in the whole Midbar. The whole Midbar, all the years of the Midbar. So that's why it's a Gnus of Bnei Yisrael. That's why it is written out of order. That's what Rashi quotes in Parshas Baha'aloscha. As a Pesach Mo'ado, Lama Lo Pasach Bazu, Mebnei Shu Gnus Shall Yisrael, Shakom Shana Shah Yisrael Bamidbar, Lohik Rivu Ela Pesach Ze Bilvad. That is why, suggests the Tosfos Chadashim, the Torah doesn't call it Pesach, because it's a genus of Klal Yisrael. But once we came into Eretz Yisrael, and we accepted to do Karban Pesach, and we accepted to be committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then we could call it Pesach. Okay, that's one answer. But then the Tosfos Chadashim quotes Reb Levi Yitzchak Mibaditshev in his famous comment, Uba Ofan Acher Yesh Lafarish, Al Pi Mashe Noda Bekama Mekomos, as I've written various times, Uve Prat Barashi Beshir Ashirim, Shakarish Baruch Hu Mishtabeach Hu Mispa'er Es Atzmo Ba'amo Beis Yisrael, Kaviyachol Hashem praises himself and takes pride and glory in the Jewish people. Ukema Maram, like the Gemara says in Brachas, the Tefillin Mari Da'am Maksibhu, what does it say? Hashem's Tefillin, Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goyachad Ba'aretz. The Tainuk Shel Yisrael, and the Jews take pleasure in Lomar Shevach Shel Hashem Yisparach. As it says, what does it say in our Tefillin? Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We always praise Hashem, Hashem always praises us, says Reb Levi Yitzchak. We have many examples of this in Parshas Matos, where Hashem tells Bnei Yisrael to take revenge from the Midyanim. Hashem commands Moshe, Nikom Nikmas Bnei Yisrael Meis HaMidyanim. And Moshe Rabbeinu answers and tells Bnei Yisrael, Nikom Nikmas Hashem. Hashem is always interested in our covet, and we are always interested in Hashem's covet. We find this in various places that comes up. I also heard once, that's why the order of Meseches Sukkah. If you look in Tarashe Bechsav, first we have Dal and Minim, Ulokachtam Lechem Bayom HaRishon, and after that we have Basukos Teishu Shivas Yamim, and then we have the Mitzvah of Sukkah. But if you look in Torah Shebal Peh, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi put the first two Prakim of Sukkah about the Sukkah, and then the third and the fourth Perek about the Dal and Minim. Why? Because, suggests the Achrodim, the Dal and Minim have to do with our greatness. We go out, the Zchuyos and the Chefsa Shal Mitzvahs, we go out and shake them. The Sukkah is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protecting us, the Adonai HaKavod. So we put the Sukkah first, because we want to focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. While HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachal in the Torah, puts the Dal and Minim first, because he wants to be mezakeh us. So all of that is, says Rav Levi Yitzchak, connected to our Misechta, and why we call it. Hashem calls it Chag HaMatzos, because Matzah is about Lechtech Acharei Bamidbar, Be'eretz Lo Zeruah, that we went out quickly without any even time to bake our bread, and we had Bitachon, and we went, and we followed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls it Chag HaMatzos. But we call it Pesach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over our houses, and he protected us during Makas Pachoros, and that is the answer. Lefizem Meturetz that Torah Hu Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Karazei Ayatav Chag HaMatzos. The Chag HaMatzos Merumas Shevach Yisrael. Vashem Yisbarach Amar Tomid Shevach Shal Yisrael V'chanachnu Karim Zeh Hayantav Pesach D'Shem Zeh More Shevach Al Hashem Yisbarach V'chulu. That is the discussions of the Reb Levi Yitzchak. Halacha L'maisa, if you look in the Chashuk Echemed, the first Chashuk Echemed on Meseches Psachim, there is a Chashuk Echemed on Psachim, Baruch Hashem. What happens if by mistake somebody in davening says, Es Yom Chag HaPesach Hazeh, instead of Chag HaMatzos? We're supposed to say Chag HaMatzos because that's the Lashon HaTorah. But what happens if somebody by mistake says Chag HaPesach? So, is he Yotze? So, L'chora, says the Chashuk Echemed, you would say you're not Yotze because this is not Pesach. We colloquially call it Pesach, but it's not. So then he quotes Reb Levi Yitzchak in the Tosfos Chadashim, and he says, La'or Dvarav, Efshe Shagam Likro L'chag Atzmo B'Shem Pesach, Me'acher V'Hanes, She'Pasach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Abad Yisrael, Haye B'Lel Chag HaPesach, the Pesach happened that night, V'Gam B'Sefer Yehoshua, Kara L'chag Pesach, in Yehoshua, V'Yochlo B'Nei Yisrael, Me'avura Ares Mimachar, Es HaPesach, Shayadav Atzma Nikra Pesach to Zayitz. He says Nimsa. He says Yotzi Dechavasa Lo Talk Nimsa Shatoa Va'amru Chaga Pesach Lo Talk Kol Kach V'Yotzi Dechavasa. If somebody says Pesach by mistake, but the Eved, it is okay. And that's what he quotes from his father-in-law, Rabbi Yashiv. Heishav Al Sheil Asedu Shemei Acher Ubelashon B'nei Adam Nikra HaChag Pesach Lachei Nimis Palo Kach B'di Eved Yotza Yidei Chavasa. Fascinating discussion. If you say Pesach by mistake, are you Yotze? Do you have to be Chozerbo? The answer is no. It is okay. One does not have to be Chozerbo. Good. Those are a couple of Ha'aris relating to introductory remarks relating to Pesach. Again, so we have why is it called Psachim? Either Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, or Pesach Mizman Hazeh and Pesach Mikdash. And we'll have to come back to that, Be'ez Hashem, on Daf Nun Zayin and Mabez, where we have the end of the first section. And interesting, the Meiri quotes, I forgot to mention, that there are, in the old Gemaras, sometimes they learned Parak 1, 2, 3, 4, and 10, and then 5 to 9 afterwards, because that's really a different topic. Why is the 10th Parak, Ari Psachim, where it is, Bizman Hazeh, we'll have to see. But that is even an old version that the Meiri, Meiri quotes. It says Pesach versus Psachim, and Pesach versus Chag HaMatzos. Okay. Let's get into the first Mishnah, the first line of the Mishnah we can spend weeks on. Or Lar Ba'asar, both Knesset Chametz Lar Haner. The Or, the at the Or of Lar Ba'asar. Now we know what that means, Lamaskana. But the Gemara says, the Mishnah says the word Or, that ambiguous word Or, Lar Ba'asar. Let's say it means the night of the 14th, the night before Pesach, both Knesset Chametz Lar Haner. We check for Chametz with the light of the candle. So first let's do the Hashkafa, and then we'll do some of the Halacha. There's many of the Bali Musar discuss. Or Lar Ba'asar. What does that mean? It means when a boy becomes 13 years old, or right before the 14th year, or La Basar, he has to check. Both Kedetz HaChametz, he's got to check the Chametz. The Gemara says in Brachas, Chametz is Sa'or Shebe'isa, is the Yetzahara, what causes us to raise ourselves, the Gaiva element in us, the Gassus Ruach in us, we have to uproot that and rid ourselves of that. Both kin la'ar haner, to the light of the ner, a ner el Torah, as we'll see soon, kiner mitzvah v'torah or, as I'll just read you from the Bnei Yisaschar. Bnei Yisaschar says in Chodesh Nisan, Mishnah hazos miramezes, kshihigia ha'adam b'haschal ashnas ha'yudalid, when a person comes to the beginning of his 14th year, az bas ha'neshama ima yetzahara el ha'adam, that's when he gets his neshama, his yetzer tov, right? Yetzer leiv ha'adam rami ne'urav, the yetzahara comes right away. The yetzer tov takes a little bit later, it comes then. Us both Knesset Chametz Haynu Ayetzahara Shahaya Etzlo Ad Hayom, that was with him till today. Vahabdika Tzricha Lios La'or Haner, it's got to be to the light of the candle. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, that is with the neshama, and he has to check and he has to make sure that it is all clean and clear. Vechulu. Good. So that's again a lot written about both Knesset Chametz and the Sa'or Shebe'isa. So now let's get into the halacha, though. Very famous machlokas Rashi and Tosfos to start off our masechta. When you check, what is the purpose of bedikas chametz? If you take Rashi in a vacuum, it sounds like he's saying the purpose of bedika. If you look in the Torah, what do you have to do? There's a mitzvah asei d'oraisa of tashpisu sa'or mivateichem. We know what halachas have to do with chametz on Pesach. You're not allowed to eat chametz. Isser daraisa, isser achila, isser hana. I'm not allowed to get benefit from chametz. Also, I'm not allowed to have chametz in my house. Bal ye ra'a u bal ye matzei. I'm not allowed to see chametz. I'm not allowed to have chametz found in my house, even if I don't know about it. So isser achila, isser hana, isser bal ye ra'a, isser bal ye matzei. That's four. And then we have on the other side, in that mitzvah asei daraisa, of destroying one's chametz. Tashpisu sa'or mibateichem. So just to summarize, and then we'll see where the halacha comes from. As we know, there is a triple attack that we have to get rid of our chametz. And we'll see throughout this perek the different elements and the different strategies that the Torah and Chazal give us. We have bi'ur chametz. Bi'ur chametz, destroying chametz, getting rid of it. How do you destroy chametz? That's going to be a machlokes, the beginning of the second perek. Do you have to burn it? Well, we do our minhag, or can you get rid of it in any way? Bi'ur chametz. Then we also do bitul chametz, which Be'ez Hashem will talk about on the Dalet Amud Beis. Bitul chametz comes up. What exactly is bitul? Be'ez Hashem will talk about it a little later today as well. Nullifying the chametz. That's a second way to get rid of the chametz besides the bi'ur. And then we have bedikas chametz, which the Besechta starts off with, that we check for chametz, the araner. We check to get rid of it. So we have bedika, bitul, and bi'ur. Why do we need all of them? Why isn't it just enough to be mevatel? as the Gemara is going to say later on. Because if you nullify it and then you see it on Pesach, maybe you'll go back on your nullification, or you might come to eat it. Shem yavala achlo. So you can't just rely on bittul, but you can't just rely on biur either, because what if you don't find something? So that's why you also need bedika. So it is a three-pronged attack that we have to deal with our chametz issues. So that's what we do. So Rashi's lashon here is botkin, second line in Rashi, shelo yaver alav b'bal yira u'bal yimatze. Seven words that much ink has been spilled trying to explain these words of Rashi. Bedika is to prevent bal yira bal yimatze. The big shayla on Rashi, and that's Tosas Kasha on the second line, v'kasha l'ri kivan ditzarach bittol k'damar b'gemara. The Gemara is going to say you have to be mevatel your chametz habodei tzarach shiyavatel umida oraisa b'bittol ba'al masalki. It's enough bittol. Amay tzricho chacham b'dika klau. So what do you need bedika for? You already did bittol. You already did bit the chametz, you nullified it, so what do you need bedikas chametz for? That is the shaila of Tosfos. V'nira l'risa, the re-answers, that afagav, as we said, the sagi b'bitol b'yalma hechmiru chachamim livdo chametz levaro. Bitol is not enough, shelo yavo la'achlo, because you might come to eat it, even if you're mevatel. If you see it, you might come to forget. That is Tosfos. Other Rishonim, though, ask a different kasha on Rashi. Bedika gets rid of bal yira bal yimatze. What do you mean, bedika gets rid of bayimatze? Bayimatze is a daraisa. So bedika is a takana derabanan to try to rid ourselves of the isur daraisa. If you look at the Ran discusses this. Right, the Ran also quotes Tosas. V'hikshu b'Tosas, takayim alon to be daraisa b'bitol ba'al masagi. This is the Gemara. V'sof sof lo sagi b'lo bitol. V'kiva shekein hu hechi asi bedika k'di shelo yavar lo bayimatze. Halo pater nafshi b'lo bitol b'lo luchuli sagi. Okay, he kind of asks it the same way. Let's leave it as one similar question. Some are showing them a different emphases in terms of how they ask the question. So Tosas answers, even though you did bitol, shema yavar lo achlos, that's why you still have to do bedika. That's one answer given. The Ran's answer is that maybe Rashi's talking about a case where you didn't do bittul. It's either or. The yesh lomer to be the oraisa b'chad minay usagi klomar o bebedika o bebittul de bedika l'chudei nami mahanya. Right, bedika itself also helps. Bedika's nami could work on a daraisa level. V'chol shabadak ben haTorah ein hatzorach levatel, and midaraisa, once you do bedika, you don't have to do bittul. Meaning in a case where one did not do bittul, then bedika would be needed on a da'oraisa level. The other point, and this might be connected to Shema Yavo La'achlo, the other point that the Ron here makes is that maybe a person will go back on their bittul. I nullified, and because I nullified, what does nullifying mean? We'll talk about that in a second. But, I might go back on it. Do I really not want the chametz? I really like my schnapps. I really like this. So you might come back on it. That's why you also have to do bedika. That is the Rashi. Tosfos, again, has a different emphasis. Tosfos doesn't seem to be worried about going back on the bittul. Right, Rashi, according to the Ron's explanation of Rashi, why do you have to do bedika even though you did bittul? Because you might go back on it. But Tosfos doesn't say anything about the bittul. Sounds like he's not worried about going back on the bittul. Explains the stipler at the end of Psachim beautifully. Maybe this Rashi and Tosfos is l'shitasam. Why? We're going to have on Daf Dalet. What exactly does bittul chametz mean? Rashi, well, do Tosfos first. Tosfos says bittul chametz is a type of hefker. Making it ownerless, right? It doesn't belong to any levy hefker. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi sounds like, no, you're nullifying it. As the Ramban explains Rashi, it's like dirt to me. Right? It's totally meaningless. I don't care about it. And that we do lamaisa, we do both. Levi hefker, v'havi ka'afra da'ara. We do both. But suggest the stipler, Rashi, who says that the issue is nullifying it, this not clear, amorphous type of halakhic mechanism. It is not chashiv to me. So we're worried that you might go back on that. Because what? It might become chashiv to you. According to Tosfos, if it's making it ownerless, you can't go back on that. Once you are mafkir it, period. You're going to have to be remezakeh it if you want to get it back. So that's why Tosfos is not worried. So the stipler says, to explain the Ran's suggestion for Rashi, about he's worried that you might go back on your bittul, it's Rashi l'shitaso for what he holds bittul is. But regarding Tosfos, he's not worried about it because he holds that bittul is hefker. Good. One final point, and then we'll get to the next line part of Tosfos. that is the Minchas Elazar. If you look in the Munkat Rebbe Sefer, he says maybe the point is maybe you didn't need it per se, but the Rabbanan enacted that this is part of how you have to attack. Maybe people won't always do bit, people might forget. Rabbanan made this part of the enactment. Once the Rabbanan did that, so then if you don't do it in the way the Rabbanan told you to do it, you're not even Yotze on a De'oraisa level. And this relates to, we had a Daf Be'in share about this a couple of years ago. We've mentioned this many times. The Rabbanan's affecting De'oraisas. And again, each case is different. You might say that you can be mechali between each case. The Minchas Elazar says here, once the Rabbanan enacted the Takana de Rabbanan of Bal Yira Bal Yimatze, so if you don't do that, so then you did not fulfill your mitzvah de'oraisa of Tashbisu. You can't say you violate Bal Yira Bal Yimatze if you don't have any chametz in your house. But you can say that the mitzvah de'oraisa of Tashbisu has to be done in this way. They told us how to do it. Just like the Minchas Chinuch discusses in Parshas Yisro. They told us how to make Kiddush. If I don't make Kiddush with the words of the Rabbanan, maybe I'm not Yotze, even on a Daraisa level. They told me how to bench. They told me how to daven. These are all mitzvahs Daraisa. Once the Rabbanan told me how to fulfill these mitzvahs Daraisa, so then if I don't do it in the way the Rabbanan told me, it could be that I'm not even Yotze on a Daraisa level. You don't just say there's different levels, Daraisa, Darabbanan. So this is all in the world of Daraisa. Okay. There's a lot more here. Could you relate this to Isurim, where the Rabbanan told you not to do something? The discussion we had, I think we mentioned this a few weeks ago, at the end of Erevin. The Rabbanan told us that if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow shofar. So what happens if I do blow shofar on Shabbos? Do I get a mitzvah d'oraisa of shofar and an iser d'Rabbanan? Or do I say, no, the Rabbanan have the power to wipe out the mitzvah d'oraisa? Do they have that power? And therefore, if I blow on Shabbos, it's meaningless. It's meaningless. Amazing. Do we say that? That would be a chiddush, but that was the controversy in the 1850s, 1860s, where there was one Rav that wanted to blow shofar on Shabbos, according to a Rambam, that you're allowed to blow shofar in all of Yerushalayim when it comes out on Shabbos. Again, all of these are different types of applications where the Rabbanan are stepping into a Da'oraisa. Maybe one final one, because it has to do with Daf Beis and Brachas, and we're on Daf Beis and Psachim, and that is the first Mishnah in Shas. We say, when could you say Kriya Shema Til, Me'emes HaKorna Shema Ba'arvis? So one of the Shitas is up until Chatzos. So if you take that Shita literally, until Chatzos, what happens if somebody comes after Chatzos? So Pashas is, we would say Kriya Shema. Okay, look, Hachili, you missed it. But B'dievet, say it. There is one day on Daf Aleph in Rabbeinu Yonah, in Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, that says, no, you blew it. The Rabbanan have the power to wipe out Zmanim De'oraisa. That's an amazing Shita. Right? If you don't, there's no point in saying it now. It's Kikori Batorah. But you don't get any mitzvah whatsoever. Wow. So again, these are all examples of Darabanans affecting De'oraisas. Good. Next point in Tosfos. This is a lot of where the action is here on Daf Beis and Aleph. And after this point, we will, Be'ez Hashem, continue. Says the Tosfos, if you look on the fifth or so skinny line in Tosfos. V'yatam, she'echmiru kan, tfei mi bishari suri hana'a. Why are there so many chumras when it comes to chametz, right? We can start, this could be an introductory point to the whole masechta. Why are we so machmir when it comes to chametz? More than other isurei hana. Meaning by other isurei hana, you don't have to search and destroy. Only by chametz and by avodah zarah. That's it. Sholetzricha levaram. You don't have to search and destroy arla. You don't have to search and destroy basar b'chalav, even though those are also asar b'hana midaraisa. Mishum de chametz mutar kalashana. The reason my chametz is because what's called lo bedili mine. People are used to eating chametz. So you have to take extra precautions. V'lo nezar rak b'pesach, v'lo bedili mine. People are used to eating chametz. And if they're used to eating chametz, so we have to have extra precautions in terms of what we allow people to eat. We have to go on the other side. If you have a little heter the whole year, so we have to have an iser when it comes to chametz. One other point, though, related to this, and that is there is a beautiful tshuva of the Radvaz in Tav Tav Kuf Ayin Zayin as follows. Sha'alta mimeni, odiacha daiti. He asked Tosfos' question. Shechmir alav Torah. But he is a little more expansive. Why is it that by chametz, lahatzricho badiko, you have to visrofa kale, you have to search it out. Vigam bittel, and you have to nullify. Vosifu chachamim lahatzricho badiko, b'chorin mustakin, ulechapi sacharav, ulechare shoso, mikol gvulav, v'yavar bal yorba yimatze, which you don't have by any other. By yorba yimatze, by other isri hana, you don't, there's no isri to have in your house, daraisa. V'yasruo bekol shehu. Another one, it's Oser Bakal Shehu. also b'kol shu. Rechamit is not batel on Pesach. Ve'enu mispatel chal, klal. Ve'chumr is ke'elu lo nimsu b'chol isur and Shabbat Torah. You never find this anywhere. De'imi shum de'isbe kareis. If you want to say, oh, it's because there's kareis, when a chelev and dam are also kareis. If it's aser b'hana, so kilaya kerem and shara niskal are also aser b'hana. Ve'imi shum de'lo b'dili minei. So what about wine for a nazir? And chadash, also. So why is it by chametz? So 2 points, says the Rashi. Number one, achas shelo nimsu b'kol isurin shebat Torah sheitztarfu b'kol atznaim halalu. You don't find by other isurim on a doraisa level. You don't have that it's aser b'ana and chayev kares and lo b'dili minei. You don't have those three. Chadash is not an iser kares, right? So iser ana, right? You have all of these. When it comes to chametz, but you don't have this by others, and that's why since the Torah was machmir, so too we are machmir. And then he says chametz v'su chametz on Pesach is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. This is a major machlokas rishon, and whether you consider it that, we'll talk about this. But chametz is going to be mutter after Pesach, and therefore we might as well be machmir, but just like we are in regards to other halachas of davar sheyesh lo matirin. So he goes through and he says, what about Avodah Zarah? The last two lines of the Radvaz are Hilkach Adayin Sorach Tam. I'm not happy. I don't think it's complete to say everything that I've said. I think you just have to add on Adi Somech Hamash Amru Chazal B'Midrashos Ki Chamis B'Pesach Remez Li'et Sahara V'Sar Shebe'Isa. The Radvaz, the Halachist, throws in Sar Shebe'Isa. And therefore, because of the symbolic nature of chametz, that's another reason why we have to be so machmir. Lachain kalei garishi garisho so ha'adam e'alav, v'yachapis alav b'chol machbos, machshevosav, v'yafilu kol shu lo batil, v'hari zeh emes v'nachon. Good. This is a lot of what there is here. Again, there's more, but let us first continue, and then we'll see. We can talk about Siyag D'Araisa also. Let's just mention that Shita, and then we'll talk about it more after. The Ran on the Mishnah, after he explains the whole Rashi, he has a line where he says that maybe Bedika is to prevent Bali Rabbi Yamatze, take Rashi literally, but even though it's Durabanan, the Ran says this is an example of a Siyag D'Araisa. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. The Ran, separately, not connected to Rashi. The Ran has a line towards the end, why is there a prince of Isra Bal Yerabal Yimatze, so that you don't come to eat the chametz. Right, that is on our line, on our Mishnah also. The Efshar Oshim Ibn Tam Zeh, Chmira Torah Bola Avarala Bal Yerabal Yimatze, because you want to make sure that you don't come to eat it. That is an example of, says, according to the Ran, that Isser D'Oraisa A, of Bal Yerabal Yimatze, is to prevent Isser D'Oraisa B, of Isser Achila. That's an example of a Siyag D'Oraisa, of a fence law on a D'Oraisa level, which, Beis Hashem, we'll talk about more in the coming days. But right now, since we're only on the second line of the Mishnah, we better get started. Says the Mishnah, Kol Makom, second line, Kol Makom, She'im Achnisen Bochameitz, Ein Tzarech Bedika. Any place that you do not bring chametz into does not require bedika. So this is very important. Al chalamaisa, chametz cleaning does not mean spring cleaning. Dust is not chametz. Only a place where, at the top of my bookshelves, where nobody ever gets to, there's no chametz up there. If I want to clean that before Pesach, that's my choice. But that's not mechuyev. Right? Chametz is chametz, and dust is dust. And therefore, one has to make sure they don't go overboard in terms of cleaning for Pesach. Yes, wherever chametz is, you got to clean very well. But if there's no chametz there, if it's a makom that ain machnisim bo chametz, ain sarach bedika. I saw Alderach Drush from the Avodas Yisrael quotes this in the Biurei Hadaf that kol makom she'ain machnisim bo chametz, any place where you don't put chametz in does not require bedika. So he says many times we are all interested in always checking other people's chametz. We always want to look at other people in terms of what they're doing and what they have to improve on. So he says, Kol makom she'machisa b'chametz, any place where you don't put chametz in, meaning regarding other people, ain't tzarech bedika. You don't have to check them. You know, we have to worry about ourselves. Zeh mazir atana. Right, klomar, ein lashkiach al maseim shel achirim, rak sheyisakin v'yashkiach al maisav shelohu. Just focus on your own and don't focus on other people. Okay? That is the rule. And now an example of that. And that which we said, this statement that we had earlier, the Maariv Chaya says this proves that there were certain statements written down even before the Mishnah was collected. This statement that was a mesorah, that you always have to clean out two rows in the wine cellar, that's only talking about makam shemachisum chametz, a wine cellar where chametz gets into. Meaning a shamish might be eating a sandwich, he might go down to bring up another barrel of wine with his sandwich, he might put it down. So any place that's facing you, as we'll talk about this more in the Gemara, is a makam shemachisum chametz, and therefore it requires bedika. Beishamay omrim, beishuros al pnei kol hamartef. Beishamay says, two rows across the whole wine cellar. Only the upper, outer ones. But Hashem, we'll see in the Gemara what exactly this machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is. Okay, my R. So back to the first word of the Masechta. What does it mean, Or Lar Basar? When is Bedika done? What is the word Or? Or, we know the limit, Vahi Or, it means light. So what does it mean in our context? Machlokas. Rav Huna Amar Naki. Rav Huna says, no, it means what we thought it means. It means nighttime, the night before the 14th. The night of the 14th, Rav Yehuda, the Amora, Rav Yehuda, Amar Lele. No, I'm sorry. Rav Huna Amar Nagi means light. Nagi is light, and therefore it means in the morning. According to Rav Huna, you do Bedikas Chametz in the morning on Erev Pesach. Right before you burn it, you just do it then. For Rav Yehuda, Amar Lele. And Rav Yehuda says, no, it means nighttime as we do it, and that, of course, will be the Maskana. But now we have the first daf in Psachim here, first Amud, about what does the word Or mean. Chasal Kedaitach, what do we think at this point? Demanda Amar Nagi Nagi Mamish, according to the one who says Nagi morning, Or means Nagi Mamish. That's what the Havamin is what Rav Huna does Bedik in the morning. Mumanda Amar Lele, Lele Mamish. And we think the one who says night, it means literally nighttime, the night before Pesach. So Meisvei, one second, Haboker Or v'Hanashim Sholchu. The pasuk says by the brothers, the morning Haboker Or. So you see, Or is referring to the morning. Kasha on Rav Yehuda. How can he say it means night? Alma Or Yemamahu. So you see, Or means day. So the Gemara says no. Miksiv Haor Boker. Which would mean ha'or as if equals boker. Haboker Orksib. Or there is more of an adjective. It became light. Kamanda Amar Tzafrenar. Like someone says, the morning shined. It became light. It's not saying a definition of what the word R there is. R is going back on modifying Boker. And therefore, you can't prove anything from there. Ukad Rav Yehuda Marav. Damar Rav Yehuda Marav. Like Rav Yehuda Marav says, this is why the brothers waited till the morning. La'olam. Yikanes Adam Bechitov. Yetzei Bechitov. A person should always travel during the day. Right, come in by day, go out by day. Right, it's not safe to be traveling at night. Right, kitov, the light was good, and therefore a person should always focus on daytime. Look at Rashi, b'kitov hayotze laderech yikanes arvis labeis malon ba'oda chama zorachas, while the sun is still shining, get to your hotel. Ula machar yamtin ad hanes achama, and the next day wait till sunrise. Halavai, we shall be running out before sunrise. Vayishu wait till sunrise, v'yetze, v'oz tovlo shaho or tovlo. Shnemar ba'or kitov, it says kitov by or. Umayi tavasa, what's so bad about going out at night? His Rashi shita, mipnei hachayos, umipnei halistim. Right, chayos and listim, because of animals and because of robbers that are more out at night. The Rebbe Kiva Egi here quotes Rashi in Yuma, where Rashi there says mazikin. There are more mazikin at night. So either way, nighttime is not a good time to be traveling, and therefore one should make sure to always do it by day. In the Chashuke Chemed here, he discusses, does this really apply b'zman hazeh? We have lights, we have roads, and the question that he was asked was, is it okay if somebody wants to go daven vasikin at the kotel? And he has to leave, obviously, when it is pitch black outside. Harotza latzeis b'shash shalosh lefanos boker, kisha hakvish habein ironi rake, ava mu'ar b'tziora chazaka, there's plenty of lights. Hemimanim b'kach b'glal anomar b'sechas p'sachim, yolim yikanitan b'chitov, yitze b'chitov. Do I have to worry about this? So, says, he quotes the Rashi here, and he quotes the Rashi elsewhere, v'yesh lehistapek b'yameinu. What about our day and age? Do halachas that require daytime change? So first he quotes the Sma'an Choshen Mishpat, and Simon 8 discusses, could you have din at night? So the Sma'an holds, the yecholim adayanim ladun b'layla, la'ar aneros. Right, the only issue is by judging, you have to be able to see. But if you have light, it's okay. Or what about shechting? Or ha'avuka? So shechting also can be done if there's proper light. So mistaver says the chashuki chemed hu adin tiura chazaka. Pashtus is tiura chazaka. If there's strong light, then this whole halacha doesn't apply. Maybe there's no ganavim and there's no chayos mazikin still might be out at night. I don't know if they're affected by the light. Ubim yuchad. But then he says surely shor nosei al kotel hamaravi shor nosei al dvar mitzvah v'shluchei mitzvah einam nizokin. So that is the ha'ara of the chashuke chemed Rav Zilberstein. Okay. So that's in terms of traveling. So Meisvei, we continue. Ukaor boker yizrach shemesh. Another pasuk from Shmuel. Or boker. You see again. Or is the morning. Yizrach shemesh. Alma or yamamahu. Again, this is a kasha on Rav Yehuda. So miksiv or boker. Ukior boker ksiv. Doesn't say or boker, which would mean or equals boker. Uki, that kaf is a comparison lashon. It's telling me to compare the both halves of the pasuk. Hachi ka'amar. Uke or boker ba'olam azeh kein zricha shemesh latzadikim olam haba. The morning in this world, the shining, the freshness, that's like what it's going to be like for the tzadikim in olam haba. The freshness, the light, the warmth. Period. Meisvei vayikra elokim la'or yom. Let's go back to the beginning of the Torah. Hashem called the or yom. Alma or yamamahu. It's an amazing discussion. Like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi used the word or, and there's so much discussion, we don't even know exactly what it means. So you look in the Torah, it says or is yom. Hashem called the or yom. So you see, it's beferish. Hashem did it. Or yamamahu. So where is it? No, hachi ka'amar. What it means there is lemeir uba kara o yom. To the power of light that is coming. It doesn't mean that it's light yet. It could still be talking about night. It means as l'meiruba, to the one, the light that is coming, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yom. But maybe it's not Yom yet. So again, there's no Raya. Elameata, but if that's true, so do the parallel. V'lachoshech karalayla, l'machshech uba karalayla. Well, you want to say, as it's about to get dark, it's already called Layla? V'alkaimalan, da'atezak ochavim yamamu. But until tzeis, it's not nighttime yet. Right, it's Yom. That's a very crucial line. Maybe we'll have a Daf Ian shear about Tetzach Ochavim and different times of when halachas take place during the day. We might have even had a discussion of it. But it can't be Lamachshich Uba, cannot be called Laila. So Ella Hachi Ka'amar. You're right, we have to have a different answer. How this is not a kasha on Rav Yehuda. Ella Hachi Ka'amar. Karye Rachmana Linahora. Hashem called to the power of light. Umpakte a mitzvah sa diyamama. And he told the light to operate during the day. The karye rachmana lachashocha, and he called to the power of darkness, so to speak, he created it. Ufakte a mitzvah sa delalia, and he told the darkness to operate at night. But light and dark aren't the definition of the words or laila. It's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just told them to operate during this time. Period. We continue. And after this, we'll have a discussion. Meisvei, hallelujah, kol kochvei or, what we see every morning. Praise Hashem, all the stars of the or. Are there stars during the daytime? Alma or urtahu, so or has to be nighttime. There are no stars during the day. So Al-Kadagmar again said, no, hachi ka'amar. Hallelujah, kol ha-kochavim ha-mi'irim. Right, not kochvei or, all the stars that shine, they should praise Hashem. Period. Elamayata, 1 minute. So what? Kochavim ha-me'irim u'debo shebuche. David Melech is only calling the stars that shine to praise. She'enon me'irim lo'bo shebuche. The stars that don't shine do not have to praise Hashem. Vaksiv ha-leluhu kol tzva'av. All the stars and moon and all of the luminaries have to praise Hashem. So what's it talking about? How could you say that means me'irim? Elaha kamash malan. No, this is the chiddush. De'arko de'rochavim nami arhu. The chiddush of saying ar just means that the light that we see of the stars is also considered halachic light. L'may nafgamina, what's the nafgamina? L'noder min ar. To somebody who makes a neder not to benefit from ar. Now this is a discussion. Is this the Tanya? Maybe it's just a statement. Ha'noder min ar asur ba'orin shel kochavim. Even the light of the stars is considered ar in halacha, and therefore the neder would be chal on that. Period. Two very interesting discussions. Number one is Rav Elchanan. Rav Elchanan here discusses, we know that there are stars out at night. The question is, stars out at night, we know, for example, when we need to have Gimel Kochavim. So that's the sign for nighttime. The question, though, is, I thought I brought it here. I don't have it here. Says Rabbi Chanan, are stars what we call a siman or a siba of night? Right? Are stars the cause? When there are three stars, that generates the reality of nighttime, or no? It's nighttime, and the stars reflect. They are a siman that it is nighttime. So are they siman or siba? That is his question. A nafka mina might be, he says, can you have different edim on each star? Can you have different edim on each star? Because he says, for example, v'cheskas gimel shanim, for the chazakah squatting rights, the chazakah of 3 years, you could have different edim on each year. Why? Because those years, that's a siman, not a siba, that's a siman that this person must have acquired it. Right, just sitting here doesn't make you acquired. It must be a siman. That's why you could have a different edim on each one. But, for example, let's say Shtei Cyrus, to prove somebody is a gadol or a gadola, you can't have edim on each one. You have to have two edim on the totality. Or else it will be a chatzi davar. So there, why? Because the Cyrus are part of the siba of the godless. It's not just a siman. So says Rabbi Chanan, that could be an afkamina about the stars here, by Tzeizek Kochavim. Is it a siman or a siba? That is one discussion. The other point, and that is already in the Rishonim, when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it sounds like from our Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created light and dark. So the Ramban discusses this in Parsha in Shmos. Is night, darkness, is that a creation, or is that just a lack thereof? Night, darkness. Maybe light is only the true reality, and when Hashem removes the light, so Mamela, there's nothing there. It's not that Choshech is a Bria. It's just not Or. From our Gemara, it sounds like it is a Bria. From the Gemara in Chagiga, it sounds like it is a Bria. The Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yud Beis, says that Hashem created 10 items on day 1, including Or the Choshech. Or the Choshech. Sounds like a Bria. If you look in the Ramban, though, the Ramban by the Makkah of Choshech, he does not say this. The Ramban says the Makkah of Choshech was a Bria. But generally, it's not. Ki lo haya ha-choshech hazeh afisas or ha-shemesh. Sheba she-misham ba-haya kamo layla. This isn't just a lack. Aval haya choshech ha-feila. Klomar, eid av ma'od. It was a thick fog. She-yarad min ha-shamayim. Vaisa mechabe kol ner. It put out, it used up all of the oxygen. There was no candle that was able to be lit in this. Kasher ba-kol ha-chafiros ha-amukos. Like in deep caves. U-ba-kol makomos ha-choshech ha-atsum lo yizkayim ha-ner. That's what happens here. And then he says, just like the Ebenezer says, that he saw out in the Atlantic Ocean, B'yam Okeanos, right? That is so thick, such thick darkness, that's a Bria. But Masha Enke, normal Choshech, the Ramban is Mashma, that it is not something that is a creation, it's just a lack. If you look in the Svarno also, at the end of Perek Yud, in Parshas Bo, Ki amnam choshech halayla hu avir muchan lekabel ha'or, v'hu chashuch beheder ha'or belvad. Amnam zeh choshech, by the Makkah, ye avir bilti muchan lekabel ha'or, l'rov avyo, v'lo yipol alav heder or, b'yoso bilti muchan elav. And that's why l'ro ish zachiv, this is a different type of choshech. Beautiful. Again, there's a lot more there. Discussion. The Hamak Davar has a discussion of it, and he quotes it also in the Merume Sada here. But our Gemara is clear that it sounds like a Bria. Weiter, second to last line, Meisvei. La'or Yakum Rotseach Yiktal. At or time, the murderer gets up, Yiktal Ani Ve'Evyon, and he commits his crimes. Uvalayla Yekaganov, and at night, he's like a ganav. So there's a contrast between Or and Laila. Hamitak Amar Uba Laila Yeka Ganav Ama Or Yamamahu. So it must be the contrast of Yom to Or must be to Laila to Or must be daytime. So Gemara says again, Hasam no, Hasam Achi Ka Amar. No, that Gemara is not being referred, should not be taken literally. But rather it means how you should look at people who break into your house. The Sugya of Baba Machteres in Parshas Mishpatim. Ipshita Lacha Milsa Kinahora. The anafashos kaasi, if it's clear to you that this person is coming for anafashos, meaning he's not your father, rotseyachu, then treat him as if he's a potential murderer, and you could say, and you could save yourself, and you could kill him in self-defense. That's what it means, yom. It means like, or, like it's clear to you like day. But if it's unclear to you, like nighttime is unclear, you can't see things clearly at night, meaning if it's your father, if it's somebody that might not be coming for nefashos, then you have to treat him just like a ganav, not like somebody who's coming for nefashos. And you can't be matzel him, right? That's the sugya of Baba Machteres, the sugya of Rodef, and only Rodef if one could assume that they are coming for nefashos. Good, again, no raya. Meisvei, next try, Yechshechu, says Eov, Yechshu kochfei nishvo, Eov is complaining and saying, woe to me, I hope everything just like, the whole world stops working. Yechshechu kochvei nishvo, Yekav, the stars should darken, Yekav la'ar va'ayin, they will hope for ar, and it's not there. Va'al yire ba'afapi shachar, and I should not see, and they shall not see. Right, the morning. So mitkamar yakav laor, they should hope for the or, the ayin alma or yamamu. So again, it sounds like he's talking about at night, that he's saying the stars shouldn't see the morning. The whole world should just stop working. So you see again, or is yamama. The Gemara says, hasa melet hu dekalayla Eov lamazle. Eov is just cursing his plight. They should can't be medayik anything from there. Amar. This is what Eov really means to say. Yehei rava. It should be the will of Hashem. The litzvei hach gavra l'nahora v'lo lishkechei. That this Gavra, meaning me, says Eov, that he should see Lenahora, velo lishkache, and it shouldn't be forgotten from him. Right? Me, he's hoping for the best. He's hoping for the best. But he's upset and he's complaining about his plight. Good mates, veviter, viomer, achoshech yishufeni, David HaMelech again. Darkness envelops me, velaila, or ba'adeni, at night, or comes around me. So again, it's a contrast of Choshech and Or. Alma Or Yamamahu. Again, Or seems to be Or. Most of these are Or Yamama Rayas. So the Gemara again says, no, David HaMelech is saying something deeper here. Hasam Achika Amar David. Ani Amarti Achoshech Yishufeini. I thought Choshech was going to envelop me La'olam Haba Shehudom Elayom. I thought Choshech was going to envelop me in Olam Haba because of my Chataim. Olam Haba, which is like day, it's Yom, it's so clear there. But I thought I would be surrounded by Choshech. Achshav, but now, Ha'olam Hazeh, Shedom Alayla or Ba'adini. Now I see even in Olam Hazeh, which is a darkness, a Layla, I'm surrounded by light. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Mesech HaShabbos, where David HaMelech was forgiven. The Sha'arim of the Beis HaMikdash only opened Bizchus. David HaMelech. Remember when Shlomo HaMelech tried to go in and it didn't open until he says, remember, David Avdi, and then it opened up. Okay, so far, no kashas, no rayas that stuck. Meisvei, so now we're finally going to try a context of Pesach. Reb Yehuda Omer, Botkin, or Arba'asar. This is talking about what if you didn't check when you were supposed to. Botkin, or Arba'asar, Uba Arba'asar Shachris, Uba Shas Habiyur. We'll talk about what each of those mean. But what do you the second time period is the morning of the 14th. So what's the first time period? Or Mitzka Amar, Rabbi Yehuda, Botkin, or Arbas, or Ubar Bas, or Shachris, Alma, or Urtahu, Shma Mina, that sticks. Or is nighttime, and that is of course what we do, B'digas Chameis, the night before Pesach, with a bracha. Period. But we continue though, trying again. Meisvei. Even though we've already proven it, we try another raya. Meisvei me emasai arba'asar asar batiyas malacha, a topic that comes up later. This is the Tosefta in the third parak. On the 14th, when does the Isser Malacha start? This Isser Malacha. We'll talk about, again, in the fourth parak, why there is an Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach. Is it just to be able to get ready for the Seder? Is it connected to the Karban Pesach, Malachos, Rashi, and the Balamar, in the beginning of the fourth parak on Daf Nun? But, so when does that Isser Malacha start? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer Mishas Ha'or. It starts from the time period of Or. Again, we don't know what that means. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishas Ha'Neitz Acham. Rabbi Yehuda says from Aneitz, from sunrise. Omer Le Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Le Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who says Or, says to Rabbi Yehuda, first we're quoting the whole conversation, and then the Gemara is going to explain it. V'chi Heichen Matzinu Yom, Shemiksaso Aser Basiyas Malacha, Miksaso Mutar Basiyas Malacha. How could you say, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said this from Or. So he says to Rabbi Yehuda, who says from sunrise, where do you ever have a day where Halacha changes in the middle? The Halacha changes. Does it Isra Malacha after or not before? No. Different days have different halachas. Where do you ever have a day that Isra Malacha has changed in the middle? Omar Lei, Rabbi Yehuda answers, what do you mean? Hu atzmo yochiach. This day already changes. Shemiksaso muter b'achilas chametz, shemiksaso az b'achilas chametz. We already know that Isra of chametz, The Isra of Eating Chametz starts at Chatzos on a Do'oraisa level. We're going to have later on Ach Chilek. That'll be the source. So you already see this day splits in the middle. So there too, regarding the Chiyuv of the Isra Malachi, it also starts in the middle. That's the end of the Brisa. But we're interested in the word Or. Midakama, Rabbi Yehuda, Mishasa, Netzachama. Rabbi Yehuda says Netzachama. And Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, you're splitting. I say Or. So I'm not splitting, so what does Or have to mean? Alma Or de Kamar Elazar ben Yaakov Or Tuhu. So it must mean Or means nighttime, because he, Elazar ben Yaakov himself, is saying, you can't split. I don't split. So what must he hold? He must hold Or must mean nighttime, the entire halachic day. So Gemara says, lo, my Or Amud HaShachar. No, even he might say Or means Amud HaShachar, the morning. Aye, but doesn't that split the day? Ihachi tekaamar leheichen matzinu yom shemiksaso muter basiyas malacha umiksaso asa basiyas malacha name it yilvanafshe. What do you mean? He has the problem himself. Ha'igalaylo tekashari Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. What do you mean? Nighttime. He allows. So he himself. What's he complaining to Rabbi Yehuda? How do you split the day? He himself splits the day. So Gemara says, no, hachi kama, this is what he means to say. Bishlam alididi, according to me, this is what he could say, even if Or means the light in the morning. According to me, I understand, ashkachna to kapagi rabbana ben yimam alalelya. I understand, I have precedent that on a derabbanan level, there can be a split between day and night. As the Mishnah says, the Tanya, Gabi Taina Sibur, as it says, by a Taina Sibur, by a fast day, Ad Masai Ochal Veshoseh, Yala Mura Shachar. Divir, Blazim Ben Yaakov. Blazim Ben Yaakov says, you are on a fast day. When it's not Tishvav and Yom Kippur, you eat till the morning. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kivas HaGever. Even until when the rooster starts crowing. A little bit earlier, possibly. And so, according to me, I know there are chilukim between early in the morning on a Drabbanan level. Ela didach, but according to you, heishchechash kachna yemama gufa de pagi birabbanan. At least I start at the beginning of the day, and nighttime is excluded. But you have in the middle of the day, sunrise? Since when does halacha start at sunrise? Omar lay and review the answers to that, finishing the Bryce's quote, Huatzma yochiach, shemiksasa muta bachilas chameis, shemiksasa asa bachilas chameis. So we end up not having a raya to Or from this one. But once this Bryce is brought up, let's just explain it, says the Gemara. Shaper kamer Rabbi Yehuda l'Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yehuda has a good claim against Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yehuda says back, what do you mean? Chameitz. What was Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov getting so excited about? Chameitz is a raya. It's usher only the second half of the day. So hachi kamer le Rabbi Eliezer. No, this is what Rabbi Eliezer would answer back. No, that's not a good raya. Amina l'cha anu malacha d'rabbanan v'at amrit li chameitz d'araisa. I'm telling you, asking you on a Rabbanan level, Isser Malacha. How could the Rabbanan start an Isser Malacha in the middle of the day? You're answering me what the Torah says? The Torah could do whatever it wants. Tiad Hacha Asar Rachmana, Tiad Hacha Shor Rachmana. The Chameitz, the Torah did this. So that's not a model, a precedent to this. But Ve'idach, what would Rabbi Yehuda say back? It is a precedent. Why? Shows the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan added on. Chametz is also daraisa, you're right, from Chatzos, but an hour before that already the Rabbanan added on. So you see there's a chilek, even under the Rabbanan level. So that's good enough for some halacha too. Ve'idach, last line, but ve'idach, what would Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov answer back to that? That's not a good precedent, even under the Rabbanan level. Why? Harchakahu da'avad Rabbanan l'daraisa. That extra hour is a daraisa connected. That's a siyag. That's not a new creation to Rabbanan, like the Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach. No, this is Archaka the Rabbanan Daraisa. That's connected to the Daraisa. And therefore, that is not a good raya. So we go back and forth whether that is a good raya, a good precedent, the Isser Achila of Chametz on Erev Pesach to the Isser eating Chametz Midrabbanan on Erev Pesach. Just to finish up with one Briska Rav. Briska Rav makes the Ha'ara, well, I'm going to mention this Briska Rav a number of times in the Masechta. This last whole discussion, whether the Sha'os Drabbanan are a good parallel for other Drabbanans or is connected to Zaraisa, the Briska Rav makes this comment on the Rambam in the first parak of Chametz Umatzah. When the Rambam formulates this halacha of Isra of eating on Erev Pesach, he says, as we know, let's just say it outside and let's see what the Rambam says. You're not allowed to eat Chametz Daraisa from Chatzos. 1 hour earlier, you're not allowed to even get on a Derabbanan level. You're not allowed to get Achila or Hana. And an hour before that, you can still get Hana, but you can't have Achila. The Rambam, he formulates the 2 hours Derabbanan differently. He says, "Umitchila sha'ashishis yehi chametz aser ba'achilu u'bahana kol sha'ashishis midivrei sofrim." From the beginning of the sixth hour, it's already aser midivrei sofrim. And then he says, "V'shar hayom mishvius olamala min haTorah Shachamishes ain't ochlin b'chametz gzeira mishem yom meunan. And the fifth hour you can't eat chametz gzeira mishem yom meunan. Shema yitam en chamishes l'shishes. Veino aser b'ano b'shachamishes. So it's unusual. The Rambam first says, what did he just say? 2 hours before. And he has different formulations, says the Griz. He says, from the sixth hour, it's chametz, aser, achala, bahana, midevei sofrim. And in the fifth hour, too, you can't eat a gzeira. Says the Briska Rav, conceptually, the 2 hours that were added on are different. We might call this chefsa gavra. The hour before chatzos, the Rabbanan gave the status of chametz de Rabbanan. Even though chametz only starts at chatzos, the Rabbanan bumped it up. This is a chefza shel chametz midivrei sofrim. And that's why it's even aser bahana'a. The hour before that, it's just a chovas gavra. It's a iser achila. You can't eat a gzera. It might be a cloudy day. You might get confused. Those are different, even within the world of the Rabbanan. Did they give it the status of chametz early, or did they just tell you not to eat it? Either way, this is a briska rav that B'ez Hashem we will have to come back to as we go through the Masechta. Okay, we'll have to stop here, B'ez Hashem, and we will continue in the coming days.